It's the world's largest hornet, a 2-inch killer dubbed the murder hornet, and it has an appetite for honeybees, and it's been found in the United States, in Washington State, actually, where entomologists are making plans to get rid of it. But joining us now is Ross Harding, and Ross is with the Central Indiana Beekeepers Association. Hello, Ross.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
I'm glad you're here. So what do you know about this hornet?
Oh, quite a bit. There's a lot to say, but I'm going to say it right off the bat. I feel a lot of this is being sensationalized, but I'll give any information I can to help shed some light on the murder hornet.
Oh, I'm glad you said that, because there are some headlines that say they are not much of a threat. Other headlines read, murder hornets are going to wipe out the bee population. And so is it the truth somewhere in the middle?
I think we're far from it. I always think that it's good to know what's out there and be prepared, but you really need to look at everything that's came to light in the news, the sightings, what's really out there, and not just get wrapped up in that these giant things are outside my house. They're going to get me, my dog. They're going to kill the bees. Let's look at the problem, and we have scientists on it now, and I'm glad to talk about the articles that came out and where they were discovered as well.
How is the bee population?
The bees, it takes work. It really does now. It used to be a lot easier to maintain colonies, and nowadays there's a lot of factors against the honeybee. There's really five that contribute to honeybee colony loss. Some of those are such things as disease and parasites, also pesticides, poor beekeeping practice. Loss of foraging area is a pretty big one now that's not under consideration. And mites are a really big one. I'm running about 160 colonies right now, trying to get to 250 by the end of the year. The national average of bee colony loss over winter, I think it averages about 40% of loss. But a lot of beekeepers will try to make up for those losses through the year.
And people will say, well, what's the big deal? What if we lose the bees? What if there are no more honeybees? Explain why that is important.
Mm-hmm. That would be bad, bad, bad. They contribute to so much of our agricultural pollination, billions and billions of dollars. Without honeybees specifically, we wouldn't have a lot of our favorite foods.
So when we hear that there's a murder hornet that is going to wipe out the bee population and do it pretty quickly, I mean, it sounds like they're awful insects.
They do honeybees bad. They are seriously a predator of honeybees. In Japan, where these really got dubbed the murder hornet, really it's because they are capable of actually killing people, because their venom is close to like a rattlesnake if you get a lot of stings, which they do. But with bees, they also... See, these hornets really like sucrose, so they'll go out and they'll look for like little birch saplings, and they want to get this little sucrose. And they usually go into the ground, and they keep it warm in there. So right now, they are in the British Isles, and in the UK, they do have them over there already. So they're using a lot of really neat technology to try to find these in the ground using heat technology. Also, they make a certain noise when they fly, so they're trying to find them that way. And even they put little trackers on their backs. So if they find one, they'll put a tracker on it to figure out where the nest is.
Wow!
That's because they're so big. No other insect can really do that. But since these things are about 2 inches long, they can hold that thing. I just want to talk about the stories real quick, and so we know where we're at with it. And then we do need to get rid of them. So one instance was found, I believe, in Canada. I think Vancouver Island, a nest was found. And then also in the year, one was found just a few miles south of the border in Blaine, Washington. A beekeeper actually found that he had his bees, all their heads were cut off, and he couldn't figure out what it was. And about 2 miles down the road, a totally different person found a dead one of these things in the yard and thought, wow, that looks familiar. I think I saw that on YouTube once. I guess this guy named Coyote something, he stung himself with this. It's a really popular video.
Wow.
And I guess it's really bad. So they haven't found the nest where that one was found. So that's what they've done. They've hired a team to go out and look for that one nest. But that one that was found, they sent the DNA into a lab, also the one that was in Canada, to see if they were related, and they weren't. So it was two different instances where they have came. So it's not like they were already established and then they're starting to move their way. It's not that. So here's the thing. They like low mountainous areas and woods, and they avoid the plains.
Oh.
So knowing things like that, you know, maybe it would stop their traveling. But we really hope to not have an issue. I'm kind of on the, I'm not worried about it as a beekeeper. I'm already thinking of things I could do to make them not an issue. I don't think it's worth getting totally worked up about.
How would you protect your bees?
The first thing I thought of, on a beehive, there's a lot of different entrance reducers, and there's some that just have these little holes that just the bee can fit out. I thought, oh, I'll just use those, because if it's just small enough for a bee to get out, the hornet can't get in. So I thought that, and I thought, I'm not worrying about it.